So, folks, in the past few days, we've heard the acting attorney general, who was appointed after Bill Barr left, we've heard him testify for 6 or 7 hours in front of congressional investigators and Department of Justice watchdog group at length about how Donald Trump basically conspired with a Department of Justice official, Jeffrey Clark, to try to cast doubt and overturn the election. First, they were aiming this at Georgia, but they had the intent of actually going to 5 other battleground states with the same plan. And this is just another one of those insidious sort of things that Donald Trump did to try to overturn and cast doubt on a very fair election that we had. And he conspired to use the power of the Department of Justice at large to cast doubt on the election process. And in addition to tying all of these pieces together as succinctly and as quickly as I possibly can, I want to answer these questions as well. How did this Department of Justice official, Jeffrey Clark, get involved with Donald Trump in the first place? And then what happened to Jeffrey Clark? And what will likely happen to this whole investigation into Trump trying to use the Department of Justice as a tool to overthrow the election? But first, I want you to hear this. This is Joyce Vance, folks. She is former U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Alabama. Have a listen.
This one should make us sit up and take notice.
You know, I don't feel jaded about this one at all. I thought Senator Blumenthal said something that was really remarkably accurate. He said that Trump tried to break the Justice Department. Mm. And I would add to that that this evidence shows that Trump also tried to break the country. He was willing to do anything to stay in power.
And therein lies the problem with Donald Trump. He was willing to do anything to stay in power. And keep in mind, when I just show you this timeline in a second, that just days after this, they had the big January 6th insurrection. I mean, this man would do anything to stay in power. And take a look at this timeline. This is Ryan Goodman. And keep in mind that on December 23rd, which is not in this timeline, Attorney General Bill Barr resigned, basically. He left his post. And a good question here is, should he have stayed and actually fought Trump? He undoubtedly knew what Donald Trump was going to try to do. So instead of staying and fighting for what was right for his country, he basically appointed Jeffrey Rosen to take all the heat from Donald Trump. And here's proof. December 27th, 4 days after he left, including Christmas, Donald Trump threatens Jeffrey Rosen, the new attorney general, to replace Department of Justice leadership and install Jeffrey Clark. The next day, Clark sends a draft Georgia letter to his boss, Jeffrey Rosen, for approval. And then on January 2nd, Jeffrey Rosen says, I'm not going to sign that. And I'll show you the gist of what that letter was about in just a second. And then on January 3rd, Clark tells his boss, Rosen, Donald Trump has decided to fire him and make Clark the attorney general. Well, the whole Department of Justice threatens mass resignation of the top key people there, and Donald Trump backs down. I mean, it's just amazing what Donald Trump was willing to do, folks. And as I mentioned, so in the past few days, we've heard then acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen give 6 or 7 hours of testimony in front of the Justice Department watchdog group and congressional investigators. And we've learned things like this, folks, from the New York Times. Mr. Rosen also described subsequent exchanges with Mr. Clark, who continued to press colleagues to make statements about the election they found to be untrue, according to a person familiar with the interview. And the New York Times also said that he also discovered, this is Jeffrey Rosen, he discovered that Mr. Clark had been engaging in unauthorized conversations with Mr. Trump about ways to have the Justice Department publicly cast doubt on President Biden's victory. And here's what CNN said about that letter that Jeffrey Clark drafted and wanted to send to the Georgia legislators, folks. So this is coming from ABC News. And it's entitled, Trump Loyalist at the Department of Justice Circulated Draft Georgia Letter with False Election Fraud Claims. The draft December 28th letter published by ABC News urged top Georgia officials to convene the state legislature in a special session to evaluate supposed irregularities in the 2020 election. The letter said falsely that Justice Department officials had identified significant concerns that may have impacted the outcome of the election in multiple states, including the state of Georgia. So the intent was not just to send this to Georgia, as I mentioned, the legislators in Georgia, but to send it to five other battleground states and their legislators to try to overturn the election. And the New York Times said this: the plot devised by Mr. Clark and Mr. Trump would have ousted Mr. Rosen and used the Justice Department to pressure lawmakers in Georgia to overturn the state's election results. But Mr. Trump ultimately decided against firing Mr. Rosen after top department leaders pledged to resign en masse. So let's answer this question, folks. How did Clark get in touch with Mr. Trump in the first place? How did that happen? So take a look at this. This is from the New York Times, and it's entitled, Pennsylvania lawmaker played key role in Trump's plot to oust acting attorney general. And it goes on to say that it was Mr. Perry, a member of the Hardline Freedom Caucus, who first made Mr. Trump aware that a relatively obscure Justice Department official, Jeffrey Clark, the acting chief of the Civil Division, was sympathetic to Mr. Trump's view that the election had been stolen. According to former administration officials who spoke with Mr. Clark and Mr. Trump, Mr. Perry introduced the president to Mr. Clark, whose openness to conspiracy theories about election fraud presented Mr. Trump with a welcome change from the acting attorney general, Jeffrey Rosen, who stood by the results of the election and had repeatedly resisted the president's effort to undo them. So that's how that happened. But what will happen to Mr. Clark, folks, who resigned on January 14th and now works as chief of litigation and director of strategy at the New Civil Liberties Alliance? But first of all, what is that organization? What is the NCLA? The New Civil Liberties Alliance is a group with a mission to fight the unconstitutional administrative state. For example, they went to court on September 8th representing Virginia landlord Rick Brown, arguing that the CDC did not have the legal authority to prevent Brown from evicting clients who can't pay rent and replacing them with those who can afford market rate rents. And guess what, folks? Koch is NCLA's biggest known donor, having given $2 million to the group via the Charles Koch Foundation from 2017, the year when the group was founded, to 2018. Tax records for 2019 aren't yet available to the public. But don't you think that Koch is probably going to have money in that year as well? It just goes to show you, folks, and according to an article in the New York Times, what I have read about Jeffrey Clark and his management style, my opinion is that this was not a man that was beloved at the Department of Justice. Let's just suffice it to say that. And that evidence as to Koch being the biggest known donor came from exposedbycmd.org. So what will happen to Mr. Clark for his little conspiracy theory that he hatched with Donald Trump? And the New York Times said this, folks, as details of Mr. Clark's actions emerge, it is unclear what, if any, consequences he could face. The Justice Department's Inspector General could make a determination about whether Mr. Clark crossed the line into potentially criminal behavior. In that case, the Inspector General could refer the matter to federal prosecutors, which is interesting. And just today, folks, have a look at this. This is a tweet from Eli Honig, who said this, and Eli, by the way, wrote Hatchet Man and is a former federal and state prosecutor. He said this in his tweet just today, if Garland doesn't at least meaningfully investigate criminality around the Trump-Clark coup attempt, and there's no sign he is, then we'll be left with a public reporting, congressional findings, an IG, Inspector General report, and no consequences remotely sufficient for a coup attempt. So there you have it, my friends. That's how Trump gets away with the crap that he does. The whole time claiming to be a patriot, a steadfast patriot, and waving the American flag all the way. Till next time.